Blog Talk Radio.
I believe every word he said and all his promises spoken to me. I believe that his word is true. Come on over and you will see that the Lord is good and the Lord is kind. The Lord will bring you a peace of mind. Stand on your faith.
Welcome to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I am your host, Wanda Adams, and I first and foremost just want to give all glory and honor to God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is truly worthy of all the praise, and I am extremely overjoyed about today's show. We were just listening to Lifting by Amy Rushes. She is our special guest today, and she is just an awesome woman of God. If I had to choose any two words to describe her, it would be sweetheart. I have been knowing Amy for about 3 years, and she's a very humble woman. She doesn't do anything that she does for money or for fame, but she does it unto God's glory, and she uses her music ministry as a vehicle to bring those unto salvation. And so Amy will be our special guest today. Once again, as I always like to do, I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. We don't take this for granted. We're just so honored that you would take the time out of your busy schedule to hang out with us. So we do have our guest on the line, and with no further ado, we're going to bring in Amy Rushes.
Hey, Wanda.
Hey, my sister. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, I always get excited, Amy, when you're a part of anything that we do, because I love your spirit. You know, you're my California sister.
Yes, that's right.
I think we're the only two people in the world that can remember Laura Scudder Potato Skins. So I tell everybody when
we're dating,
I talk
ourselves
about Amy. Yeah, I tell them that's my Laura Scudder sister.
Okay.
But I just love your spirit, Amy. I love what you do. And I don't say this because you're on the show, but it's just so true. You know, you have a heart for the mission. You have a servant's heart. And that's what I want our listeners to know about Amy Rushes.
You're very gracious. I praise God. I praise God.
Now, we know that God has opened many, many doors on your behalf, and you're coming out with your latest, your fourth album entitled Testify, and that's going to release on June the 29th.
Yes, June the 29th. Getting real close now.
Yeah. Are you excited, Amy?
I'm so excited. You know, Wanda, when I did my first real project, I thought that was it. I mean, I really did. I thought, oh, my God, I got my album, and wow. I mean, to think that we're number four now, four albums down the road, it is nothing but God that made that possible, nothing but God.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about you doing four projects, the titles are so anointed of all these projects. When you look at your first one was Refreshed, and then Covering, and then Lifting, and now Testify. That kind of chronicle your journey.
It definitely, most definitely. Mm-hmm. It has.
And in this, I know, and it's just, you know, just in those one word titles, it says a lot. When you think about now with Testify, and I know that you paid tribute to Reverend Timothy Wright and Andre Crouch and Dottie Rambo, and I want to kind of get into those three people individually.
Yes.
But tell us, what did God place in your heart when he gave you Testify?
Well, I mean, on every album, I want to give honor to whom honor is due, to somebody, you know? And that's what we've tried to do, and it was just so on my heart to just give tribute and honor to Timothy Wright. The single is called Testify. That's his song. And the name of the record, you know, the whole CD is Testify. And he was so beloved and is so beloved and left too soon. But his legacy of music will live on forever, as well as he will in heaven. But I really love him, and I wanted to just, you know, honor him. That was a motivation behind this project.
Absolutely. Now, did you ever have the opportunity to work with him, Amy?
I never did, no. But I love him so much because he's kept the traditional gospel sound. He never deviated from that. You know, that's traditional mm-hmm. gospel music. That's like Godfather of gospel. So I just, you know, I love him and appreciate him.
And for our listeners who don't know, gospel music runs in Amy's blood. That's her DNA. She loves gospel music. Now, I know you also pay tribute to Andre Crouch. Have you had the opportunity to work with him, and why did you want to include him in this?
I've never worked with Andre either.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, this is another gospel great who has paved
mm-hmm.
the way. You know, for so many of us to do, these people that we're talking about here have paved the way for us to do what we do now.
Absolutely.
You know. And then we have Dottie Rambo. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you talk about, I think she said once she had written, they said, how many songs have you written, Dottie? And she said, oh, I don't know, somewhere over 2,000 songs.
Wow.
I mean, she was a true, true warrior and champion for God. That lady, you know, I remember listening to her testimony on TBN, and she dealt with a lot of physical problems in her life, but you know, she didn't let any of it stop her, which is so wonderful for us to be able to, you know, witness someone that strong in the Lord, and that no matter what the devil will put, you know, in her way, she just kept on going. She kept on going, and some of the greatest gospel songs of all times were written by Dottie Rambo.
Absolutely.
So we're paying tribute to her as well.
Absolutely. And that's one thing that you truly do, Amy, you know, is you give honor to whom honor is due, first and foremost to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Right.
But those that did pave the way, because I know on a previous project you paid tribute to Albertina Walker.
Yes, yes. I sure did. I sure
and
did.
So
there's another trailblazer for sure.
Absolutely.
And to think, and Albertina and the caravans, all the rest of those caravans,
mm-hmm.
again, such a witness, such a testimony to us doing this, that you know what? You can be 80 years old and you can still be doing this. And that's what they're doing.
Absolutely. Now, we know on this project Testify and on your previous projects, your producer has been Kurt Carr.
Yes, yes, yes. That's
a beloved friend of yours for like over 18 years?
Yes. Actually, it's been 20 years now. 20 years.
Now, that's a covenant relationship, Amy.
It's a covenant relationship, and it was a divine, it was truly, truly a divine connection. So that's my, you know, he's my very best and closest friend in this world. That's him. That's Kurt.
Now, how was it working with him?
Oh, my God, it was so, every time I do a project with him, I always come out better for having done it, because Kurt has the unique capacity to know what, A, help the artist pick the right songs for them. He knows what they can do. He knows what they can't do. And he can take you to a place that you never really thought you could do. You know, he stretches your capabilities. So, I mean, to be able to work, in my opinion, Kurt Carr is the finest gospel producer, period, in the world. It don't get no better than that. It was an amazing, such a blessed and privileged opportunity to be able to work with him.
Now, tell our listeners, who are some of the other people that you've had the opportunity, not just on your projects, but in general, who you had the opportunity to work with?
Well, of course, I mean, where I started was Reverend James Cleveland. So Reverend Cleveland was a huge influence, you know, into my inroads of gospel music. I mean, that was really my first exposure
mm-hmm.
was to Reverend, and I was with him for some years. So, but see, through Reverend, I met Kurt. And then I've been working with Kurt as long as I've known Kurt. So, you know, working with anyone musically, it really has been Reverend Cleveland and Kurt Carr.
Now, if you had the opportunity to work with anybody in the gospel music industry, who would you want to work with?
Sing with?
Mm-hmm.
Sing with.
Yes, sing with.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
That's one of those questions that make you go, hmm.
It does make me go, because, I mean, there's so many. Chompy Key. Chompy
Key.
I would love to sing a song with Chompy Key.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love him too, Amy.
Now, that's one of the greatest voices in gospel music. That's one of the greatest male voices in gospel music that we have.
Absolutely.
He's phenomenal.
Absolutely. And the song that he did with Fred Hammond, They That Way,
I just love.
Goodness.
It's wonderful. So wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Now, Amy,
I
could see you doing something with him. Now, we're going to get ready to play your latest single, Testify. Kind of set us up for that. Tell the people a little bit about this song.
Well, Testify, for you guys that don't know, Testify was written by Timothy Wright. So Kurt took the song, and Kurt went crazy. He went crazy. He arranged that song, and, I mean, you'll see. There's everything in there. There's a traditional part in the beginning. We're paying tribute to Reverend Wright. We got little contemporary stuff going on at the end. And I pray it lifts your spirit. I want it to bless you. I want you to feel better for having listened to it. Because you know what? We all can testify. We all got a testimony.
We do. And with that being said, I want you listeners to sit back. We're getting ready to listen to Amy Rush's new release, Testify. Enjoy. Well, Amy, that's not it. Excuse me. We're going to come back for a minute and talk about it while I pull that up. That's the wrong song, Amy.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh, I believe in correction, but we're going to come back and play Testify. But we're going to ask some more questions of you.
Okay.
Now, we know that you're going to be in Chicago on the 28th.
Yes.
That's your listening party?
Yes.
Tell us
Jones.
A little bit about that.
Well, Dr. Bobby Jones will be hosting the evening, and it's a
mm-hmm.
listening party for this new project. And I, even though I'm from Los Angeles, I'm coming to Chicago because of the people in Chicago. And, I mean, they've been so gracious to me and welcomed me into their churches. And Chicago is a gospel town. And so I'm just stepping out, and I love the city. I love it. I love the spirit of the city. Most of all, I love the people in the city. So we're just going to take it to the House of Blues there, and we're going to eat, and we're going to listen to the music and sign a few CDs and just have a good time.
All right. Well, you know, Amy, I'll be there.
I heard.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you would be there.
Mm-hmm. You can't have a praise party without me.
Okay. That's right.
And so I want to be there to help you celebrate, because I truly do believe that this is your season and this is your time. And I know without a doubt, you know, there's some things that we begin to know that we know that we know. I know, Amy, that this is your time to experience the favor of the Lord. So I just want to celebrate with you the good things that God is doing in your life. And I don't think that they could happen to a better person.
Thank you so, so much. You're going to make me cry.
Hey, we'll cry together. You know, we're sisters.
I know that's right.
We're going to take a commercial break, and I promise you, listeners, that we're going to listen to Amy's latest release, Testify. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere.
Glow Magazine. Ladies, lighting the world from the inside out. Glow Magazine Incorporated would like for you to advertise with them. At Glow Magazine, their primary objective is to empower women from all walks of life through the sharing of information and resources. At Glow Magazine, they offer economical, effective, and uncomplicated ways to promote your business and will construct marketing campaigns to meet the budgeting requirements of companies both large and small. by providing excellent demographic flexibility on ad campaign budgets and ad rates. Email Glow Magazine today at info@glowmagazineonline.com to hear about their monthly discounts and free advertising for ministries. That email address, once again, is info@glowmagazineonline.com. And subscribe to Glow Magazine today. It's free. Just go to www.glowmagazineonline.com. Glow Magazine, ladies, lighting the world from the inside out.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and we're hanging out today with gospel great Amy Rushes. Just a phenomenal woman of God. She has a servant's heart, and she has a heart for the mission that God has given her. Amy, I wanted to ask you, you did a remake of the song on your upcoming CD, Testify, called Didn't It Rain? What inspired you to remake that song?
Well, you know, Kurt and I, we did that song years ago. This is when we weren't making real records. We put out a little demo on that song. And when we were choosing, and we did it, and the reason I had that, even know about that song or did that song, is back then I was going to do Bobby Jones, and I needed a song.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to Kurt, and I said, I need a song, you know. And he put an arrangement to that song. He says, oh, this is a great song. Mahalia used to do it, but we could do it different. And, again, mm-hmm. he could just completely rearranged it. And when we were looking for songs for this new album, he said, you know what? I think you need to do Didn't It Rain. And that's how that happened. I wasn't really even thinking about it, you know, until he brought that to my attention that, yes, we had done that at one time, but, you know, never put it out like this.
Now, do you have a favorite song on the new project?
Testify. That's my favorite song. I think Testify, and then I think the last song on the project, which is Always Remember Jesus. And then Timothy writes Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, there's ministry in that song.
Yes, it certainly is. I mean, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is just an awesome song. And, you know, it's one of those songs, and I was reading, you know, in your information, that is certainly one of those songs that will definitely quicken your spirit and lead you into or unto salvation.
It does, Wanda, because that song in itself, I mean, that song just has such a heavy anointing on it. Both of those songs do. They just do. God just, you know, gave Reverend Wright and gave Andre Crouch this gift, and those are just anointed songs. And no matter who sings them, how they sing them, whether they sing them well or not, the anointing is so strong that, you know, you feel it, and it brings people into the presence of the Lord.
Now, Amy, what is one of your favorite Andre Crouch songs?
Well, I want to say that song. Always
okay.
Remember Jesus. I want to say that song. I love that song.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, he was a great trailblazer. You know, if it hadn't have been for some of the things that he had done in gospel music, I don't think any of us would be here today.
No, it's true. And, you know, I bet you, I think maybe beside the Ward Singers, they were before Andre's time. But Andre was bringing gospel music into the world. I mean, no one did that back then. Remember? Bringing his gospel stuff, you know, into big arenas. And I'm not for sure that maybe he opened for the Rolling Stones once. I'm not sure about that. But I know he was working with secular artists, but he never compromised. He never compromised the gospel.
He certainly
did. He created awareness.
Absolutely. And one of my favorite songs by him was Jesus is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one, Amy?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, every tongue shall confess and every knee shall bow and say Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, for me, I can really remember that being one of the songs that really put gospel music on the map. And then kind of, you know, crossed over.
Yes, yes.
And made people stand up and take notice, you know,
mm-hmm.
to gospel music. Because And that's why I like what you do, because you make us take a look back and appreciate where God has brought us from.
That's true.
Because, you know, Amy's,
brought,
he's brought us a mighty long way.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, when you look back over your life, Wanda, and you think about all the things that you've been through and the times that maybe you didn't think you were going to come through, you look back over it all and you think how faithful God was and is. And we're still here, and he's brought us through everything. Was it easy? No. But we're still here.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for me, Amy, is, you know, and just talking to you just put some things in perspective, because, you know, we get so caught up with the new, and there's nothing wrong with that, and I enjoy, you know, a lot of new music and a lot of new things that are taking place. But sometimes we forget where we came from, and we forget those sacrifices that were made for us to get from point A to point B.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
And, you know, and without, you know, some of those artists that you pay tribute to on this project, like Timothy Wright, you know, which, you know, he was a great gospel pioneer, and, you know, we know his story and his testimony and the attacks that he experienced in the later part, you know, with the passing of his wife and his, you know, his grandson. But just look at that. You know, look at how he stand firm.
He did. He really did.
And, you know, Andre Crouch, for example, and then you're speaking about Dottie Rambo. I had no idea that she had written that many songs.
You know, I couldn't believe it either when I heard her say it.
I'm
like, what? Who writes over 2,000 songs?
What do you say, Amy? I'd be doing good if I just got through two.
Please.
You say, I have done four projects, and that's enough.
Right.
Now, Amy, here at Marketing Ministries, we always try to provide our listeners and upcoming artists, you know, with resources and information about putting their music out there and getting people that come on our show to share about their testimonies. For those artists that are, you know, doing their debut project and, you know, trying to get their music out, from your experience, share with them some of the little things that they could do to better get their music out there or what they need to do.
Well, I didn't start with a whole project. When I started this, let's see, we've been in ministry now for 7 years. And I didn't, my first project was not a whole CD. It was a single. And it was a single because I had some tracks, and I used what I had. That's all I had. I had tracks, and Kurt and I got together, and he helped me put a vocal on the tracks. And there was just two, and I think the song was Never, and He's All Over Me. And what I did with those two tracks, those two songs, is I packaged them really. I made them look like, you know, a label had done it. I had them packaged really, really beautifully, and put a really nice press kit with it. I went to Neely Dickerson, Andy Company, and asked her, could she, you know, market those that single to radio? And that's how I started. And, you know, we kind of had to test the waters because, you know, maybe this was, I didn't know. I didn't know if the people would receive it or they wouldn't. And so I kind of stepped out and found out. And then as time went by, probably took about, I think, maybe a year and a half, maybe 2 years. And then it was evident that I needed to do a full project. And that's how it started with me. So I didn't just come off with the whole big, you know, deal in the beginning. I used what I have, and I guess I said all that to say, you know, even if someone doesn't have a lot, even if they only have two songs, that's okay. You could still put it out there. You can still do that. You can use what you have, what God said to Moses. What do you have in your hand?
Mm.
I had two tracks. You might have one. You might have five.
Mm-hmm.
There's no limitation with God.
Absolutely. And I think sometimes that we have to learn to be faithful with a little.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great principle right there. To be faithful in the little, and God will make you ruler over much. And sometimes you do have to just step out and find out, because sometimes we think it's us. We're not, you know, sometimes we do stuff in the flesh, and we got to find out, is this God, or is this me?
Absolutely.
That's an important one.
It is, and that's why I like to get artists, you know, such as yourself, to kind of share, you know, with the upcoming and especially the indie artists, because a lot of times, you know, people think, well, if I can just get, you know, my CD and my project, you know, produced, that it ends there. But there's so much. And, you know, for me and what we do at Marketing Ministries, I've learned over the years that it's really not how many products you sell from a biblical standpoint, but it's the seeds you sow.
Oh, yes.
That's going to bring you a harvest. And I know that you have a big heart. You are really, you know, a person that invests in the ministries and you give back. Tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, some of the projects that you work with and some of the areas that you give back to ministry on.
Well,
I know you work with West Angeles.
Yes. Actually, 10% of the proceeds from Testify will go to Save Africa's Children. And that's that is an organization founded by my bishop, the presiding bishop, Bishop Charles E. Blake. And Bishop's heart was to be a blessing to the children in Africa. And he, you know, he started this foundation that builds orphanages and sends food and medicine and Bibles and, you know, helps all these little kids. They don't have anybody anymore because of AIDS. And so when I released my first project, which was covering, God put it upon my heart to be a blessing to Bishop's vision and to use the record to help facilitate that. And so that's what I did. And I've just continued to do that with each one of my projects because I want it to be bigger than me. I don't want it to just be another CD. I want it to serve as a vehicle that people can be blessed in a different way, not just because the music will be a blessing, but when they buy the project, then 10% of their money is going to go to help a little child in Africa. So now they have seed there. They have seed there. And that's a big thing. So they can't help but be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
and
what
see,
I'm
that's
saying?
Yeah, I mean, and you really, and those are things that our listeners need to know because you're really ministering to me. You know, again, Amy, it's so many things that we take for granted.
Oh, we take so much for granted. We do. We know we take so much for granted. And, I mean, we are our brother's keeper. We're Christian people. I mean, we're supposed to care about the poor and the lost and the sick. We're supposed to care. And if God has blessed us, the only reason I think God has blessed us, the only reason I believe that God has blessed us is that so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. If we hoard it all up into ourselves, what good is that? And how does God get any glory at all out of that?
Absolutely, you know.
Let me just say this. We can't all go to Africa. We're not all called to go to Africa. You may have no desire to go to Africa, but that doesn't mean you can't be a blessing there.
Absolutely.
So that's just my thoughts about that.
You know, and I agree wholeheartedly with you, Amy, because we all have our purpose. You know, I say this often, you know, what God has for me is for me, what he has for you is for you. But we can make a difference, and we need to really understand the principles of reciprocity. You know, freely I receive, so freely I should give. And we should all want to do our parts, whatever that may be, because God all, you know, has us all doing different things.
That's
but
right.
We really need to learn how to give and give freely.
That's right. And when you give out,
mm-hmm.
you get back. I remember Brother Shambach, R.W. Shambach, he always said, you can't beat God-given. If any of you know Brother Shambach, he always says
mm-hmm.
that. And it's true, you know, and it might not even be monetarily. It might be in
mm-hmm.
other ways, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He might send somebody into your life that you need to have in your life. He might,
mm-hmm.
You know, bring you through a situation. You never know. You never know how God
Absolutely.
Is going to do it.
Well, Amy, we're going to take a music break, and this time we're going to play Testify by Amy Rushes. So I want you guys to sit back and enjoy, and don't go anywhere because we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and we were just listening to Testify by Amy Rushes. Amy, that's shouting music.
I'm telling you what. I know that's right.
I could just see Kirk Carr, you know how he got an awesome dance. I could see him breaking loose on that one.
Oh, he's like nobody else, huh?
Mm-hmm. So I know that that song is going to do great because it's just phenomenal, and I love it. And we're going to be playing it on Marketing Ministry, the radio show, and letting people know that the album Testify is coming out. It will be released on June the 29th.
Yes.
You can pre-order it now. Correct me if I get some wrong information, Amy.
Okay.
They can pre-order it now at www.amyrushes.com.
And that's Amy with an I.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to release it, so it will be available online and in stores on the 29th.
Definitely.
Okay. And so, you know, you want to go out and pick up a copy of that because it will truly bless you and inspire you. Now, Amy, also on Testify, you did a song entitled Yahweh.
Yes.
Explain for our listeners and take us into that song.
That song, actually, Bill Gaither did that song, and that's how
we found it.
It's that song is very different probably from anything I've ever done. And I think that the people really will be blessed because it really does tell the story of Jesus. It tells the story of Jesus from his birth to his death to his ascension and coming back again. So it's, again, there's an anointing on this song as well. It almost has... I've never done a song like this. It almost has an Appalachian feel. It almost has that about it. But again, the message is so wonderful.
It is. And I also know, you know, as we're discussing the music and the songs that are on Testify, that Kirk Carr wrote Determination.
Yes, yes, he did.
Now tell us about that, Amy.
Well, Determination, again, this is another song. This is another song that Kurt and me did years ago. And all I had was a track. I didn't even have a vocal on it. And again, in looking at songs and looking, you know, music and stuff, he said, we need to redo that song. And that's exactly what he did. And, oh, my goodness, he, again, he went crazy. And, that, and that's another shouting song. So, and then, you know,
well, we
really
know Kirk goes crazy. We expect him, though, Amy, to go crazy. If he don't go crazy, then it's not Kirk Carr.
I know that's right, huh?
So, you know, and that's why he has produced all four of your projects, because you know when you go to Kirk, you want him to show up and just show out.
And he does just that. He does exactly that. Yes, absolutely. He's probably, not just because he's my friend, he's probably one of the most integral people I have ever met in gospel music. Such integrity.
And, you know, that's, and it's sad to say, but that is so hard to find these days.
Well, it is sad to say, Wanda, you know. And when you do find it, it's really, it's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Now, another song on the, and how many tracks in total are on Testify, Amy?
10.
Okay. I think we probably just have covered them all, but I think it's a phenomenal project. Another one is There's No Other Name.
No other name.
Tell us
but
about
Jesus.
That.
No other name but Jesus. Again, this song is a Bill Gaither song as well. And again, it, you know, of course, there is no other name but Jesus. I mean, that's a message in itself. And there is no other
Absolutely.
Name but Jesus.
Absolutely. And there's power in that name. And again, I think sometimes we let the power that we have in the name of Jesus, lie dormant, because he has given us so much, Amy.
Oh, yes, he has.
So much.
Yes, he has.
And we, you know, victory, you know, as the old song says, is ours. We just have to walk it out.
Yes.
But there's nothing that God has not left for us to be prosperous and victorious and successful in this walk.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus died to give us life and give it to us more abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And that abundant life is what you're talking about. And all the things that are not abundant, like sickness and disease and poverty and lack and depression and discouragement, that's not abundant life.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what Jesus, you know, he came to redeem us from all of that.
Absolutely. And, you know, I share with others all the time, Amy, you know, of course we have our challenges in life, but when we look at the life of Jesus, you know, Jesus didn't suffer with sickness and disease. He suffered with persecution. And I'm not saying those things are not going to come, but, you know, he was our perfect example. And if we're more Christ-like and we have the same mind as Christ, we will prevail just as he did in understanding our purpose.
That's right. That's right. And we're not doing it by ourselves. We have the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
To help us.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Amy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to, just a little sidebar here. Getting back to the song, There Is No Other Name. A very deep lyric in this song.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very deep lyric in this song. I mean, the writer was just, this is anointed for sure.
Absolutely. Now, other than the release party that's coming up on the 28th of June in Chicago, what else do you have coming up?
Well, we'll be at Gospel Music Workshop. I'll be doing a video for this new project. We'll be doing a video of Testify around September.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, we've got the listening party and then, of course, GMWA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I really don't know what else is on the calendar. My assistant keeps all that. So the things I told you, the things I'm for sure that I know about.
Okay. Are you going to have a Testify tour?
I'm not sure. We have to see how God unfolds that.
Okay. Well, if anybody, you know, wants to reach out to you, tell them where they can shoot you an email. And
you can shoot
I just told them earlier. Go ahead.
You can go to info. INFO at amyrushes.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my email. And again, the website mm-hmm. is www.amyrushes.com, Amy with an I.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just go there, you know, we've got everything there. In fact, we have a brand new website. It should also, actually, that website should be up on the 29th as well of June.
Okay. Well, Amy, as always, you know, I appreciate you so much. I don't take it lightly, you hanging out with us, because I know you can be doing many, many things, but you always just avail yourself to help others. You know, that's just who you are, and I want people to know that's who you are. You will take the time, Amy will take the time out of her schedule to help bless you and to bless and advance what you're doing, and I thank you for that. I thank you for allowing us to go inside, testify with you, and I hope that, you know, in a future day that you come back and hang out with us.
I would love to, Wanda. This is an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you, and I so appreciate you, you know, playing my record and talking to me. It's a blessing, and I thank you.
And we're going to continue to do that, and we're going to promote Testify. And listeners, we want you to promote it. You know, tell your friends, tweet it, put it on your Facebook. Let everybody know that Testify by Amy Rushes will be released on June the 29th. You can go today and pre-order it, but we want you to pick up a copy and support her. And Amy, until the next time that we talk, you be blessed, and I will see you in Chicago.
I'll see you in Chicago, Wanda. Bless you.
All right, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listeners, we were just hanging out with Amy Rush's, a dynamic woman of God. You know, she has a servant's heart, and I just thank her for hanging out with us. We're going to take a music break, and we're going to play a song entitled Faults by Tanya Dallas Lewis. Check it out. The radio show. I'm Wanda Adams, and we are coming to a close of our show for today. Again, I want to thank Amy Rushes for hanging out with us. I want to wish all the fathers, biological and non-biological who play a part into the lives of our children. A happy, happy Father's Day. Email us and let us know what you think of the show, your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent, at marketingministry@live.com. Next week on our show, we're going to have the queen of radio, Tracy Bethay. She's radio personality of 95.7 Hallelujah FM out of Memphis, Tennessee. She is just a dynamic woman. She's a trailblazer in the radio, the gospel radio industry. She's just awesome. You don't want to miss that. Also, join our network, Market Your Ministry. It's free. You can post your events, your music, your book, whatever it is that God has given you to do, you can post on our network, and that is at www.marketingministry.ning.com. Again, www.marketingministry.ning.com. Utilize the resources. You know, if you're trying to get an interview or if you have a book you're trying to get published and you want to get some publicity, you want to market it, this is a free resource. Nobody's trying to solicit anything from you. You can just go there and just add yourself and promote what you're doing, because we are marketing ministry and that's what we do here. We want to help you cast your vision and we want to get it out there. Again, you have any questions, if you want to be on our show, you can email us at marketingministry@live.com. You know, we also do have our website, which is www.marketing-ministry.com. Check out some of the resources that we have there. Check out the upcoming events. Again, if you're in the Chicago area, come out to Amy Rush's listening party. We'll be at the House of Blues there in downtown Chicago, and that information is on our website as well, and you can go to her website, which is www.amyrushes.com. Again, thank you for tuning in to Marketing Ministry, the radio show. Be all that you can be in Christ Jesus. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do certain things or that, you know, what the vision that God has given you, that it will manifest. Trust him, because remember, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Again, until next time, and at the same place, this is Wanda Adams, and we want you to be blessed.